Society is simply a group of different individuals who happen to have one common characteristic. The public is one group, but it's made up of different individuals. Each person is uniquely different, no matter what group you are referring to. So now let's put the body back in the coffin again. There is no such thing as a homogeneous mass of people out there. There are all different kinds. Some are going to be good for you, others will be bad, and most of them will be totally neutral. Now, since these people do have fixed natures, you do not go out into the crowd to try to convert each one that you meet and make him what you want, and to thereby create the kind of people you want to deal with. No, you accept them as they are and discriminate between them accordingly. Now, in the economics course, I try to demonstrate that marketing is a completely different job than most people imagine it to be, even people who are working at it for a living. Because the principle is exactly the same as what we have been viewing here. People are what they are. You don't go out into the marketplace saying to yourself, I'm going to put big money in this operation, undertake a high-flown public relations campaign, hire high-pressure salesmen, and thereby cause millions of people to buy what they would not otherwise have wanted. This is totally fallacious. You do not change consumer desires. You deal with them as you are if you want to succeed. So what you do is to go out looking for those people whose desires are appropriate to what it is you have to offer, the kind of people who would welcome your product or service if they knew it existed. It is not that they already want this product, but that they do want what it is this product will do. Now, if such people don't exist, then you're just plain out of luck, and all the money in the world is not going to create sales that cannot be created when people don't want things. You may have to match up your product with existing profit motives in unusual ways, meaning that you will have to make unusual applications and create unusual suggestions of ways that this product can match up with somebody's profit motive, something totally different than what you thought it would do at the outset, or what you thought you would appeal to at the outset, simply because you found out there weren't people who wanted that you expected. So you look for other things that people want and see unusual ways your product might apply to those things. But the profit motives are there nonetheless. That is the fixed reality. That is the thing that you have to deal with as it is, not the concept that you can sell anything if you just try hard enough. Now, once having found these people, then, it is up to you to communicate to them the value of your service as it relates to their particular profit motives. And in the economics course, I dwell on some examples, dwell for some time, laboring the point is, I think, the way it's been described, on many examples that superficial indications that people have bought what they didn't want can always be demonstrated to be examples of people buying what they want if you just investigate their profit motives deeply enough. I won't bother dealing with those possible exceptions now, because the point I want to make is that marketing is locating and informing individuals with appropriate profit motives, meaning that you are looking for the individuals who have appropriate profit motives and then informing them of the way that your product matches up with that existing profit motive. The first job in marketing is location of specific individuals, not dealing with that conglomerate mass of the public. When you run an ad in a magazine with a million circulation, you are running the ad to the 50,000 people who are taking that magazine whose profit motives you think are appropriate to the situation. The other 950,000 are totally irrelevant to you, and you have no expectation of dealing with them whatsoever. They may be attracted to your ad by some fancy gimmick that you put in it, like a nude woman or something, but as soon as they get to the part about what your product will do for them, they will lose interest completely because you're talking about something that has no meaning to them. So what you're trying to do, of course, is to find those individuals who would find a meaning in your product if they knew what it would do for them, and then communicate to them clearly enough so that they see that connection. Since every individual is different, has different tastes and different desires, since every company will necessarily be different, there really is no such thing in this world as competition as we normally think of it. There are alternative courses of action to any individual at any time, and he will choose between them. But there will always be a difference between two so-called competitors, and it's that difference that dictates the choice to the individual. One is bound to have something that the other does not have to offer. What we think of as competition is really a rearrangement of the market to satisfy consumer profit motives, to bring the